passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a long drive. Deep left. Way back. Gone.
Hello and welcome again to another Hot Sheet podcast. This is the penultimate Hot Sheet podcast of the year because it is the penultimate Hot Sheet of the year. This week is the last actual standard Hot Sheet that we're going to do. I talked about it the other day. We're going to do something a little different next week since it's really only going to be AAA games and a little bit of playoffs here and there. Next week, we are going to, instead of hot sheet, we are going to do a list of guys who made the most hot sheets this year. So that should be fun. And then we'll look back at the Helium guys and how they did this season. Looking at it myself, we picked some pretty good names. I think I'm pretty proud of what we did. But we've got one more of these, so I should introduce myself. I'm Josh. That's Jeff. I'm Bear. He's Parrot. Parrot, how are you doing?
Not bad, Josh. Not bad. You know, settling in. Going to watch some exciting playoff baseball tonight. Kind of happy with the last hot sheet of the year, and I'm technically on a little bit of a staycation next week. My wife is going to be down in the Dominican Republic for work because, you know, she's an advanced scout, of course. You know, my wife, high level advanced scout, handling the international stuff.
Is your wife really going to the DR next week?
Yeah, she is. They have a plant down there, and she's in medical device stuff. And yeah, so her and the executive team are going to be down in the Dominican Republic for a week. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm going to be here at home holding it down with three kids. So I'm going to take my first vacation of my 2-year tenure at Baseball America.
Well, just let the oldest kid hold it down and you go to the DR. I'm sure you got pets that can hold it down too.
Oh dude, that would be rough. Yeah. If there was Tricky League or we had something going on, potentially, you know.
Well, there's Dominican instructs.
Yeah, I guess I gotta talk to Ben Badler, man. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's obviously kind of more serious now, but in a couple months, you can go to the Dominican Winter League series at Citi Field. There's going to be two or three games of the DWL in NYC.
That might actually be worth a trip.
Oh, no. That might be really fun.
Yeah, I could want to go to that pull myself. It off.
You are the more geographically convenient.
Yeah, I could stay with family as well. That's not far outside the city. So do that. There we go.
Nice. So anyway, penultimate hot sheet, led this week by the great, the mighty Wyatt Langford. I know he's a favorite of yours. He's going to be real high in the Ranger system when I do that. Jeff, what do you got on Wyatt Langford and his anything but meteoric rise? I just don't want to. You need something else that rises.
Red.
Heliumic rise.
Yeah, man. I think he rose like Superman into the sky. Like he hopped in. You know, the draft was like a phone booth and he just hopped out of it.
He's a flying gator.
Yeah, was ready to go. He is a flying gator. It's It's like Sharknado. Needs a nickname to go with that. Gator-nado.
Flying Gator.
Gate-nado. Yeah, I with Langford, man, you know, I'm kind of enamored with the profile. And, you know, I was very much Team Cruz coming into the draft. What we've seen him do in pro ball so far, the plate skills, there's a ton of bat-to-ball ability there. The approach is excellent. And it's huge raw power. I think you can argue, and I know that I released my hitters with traits to target article, had Dylan White help me out this year, but you know, I've done those last couple of years and I hit in a ton of names last year that were very valuable across a variety of formats, including redraft leagues and fantasy. But it's a little real life baseball based where I'm looking at advanced data. And man, I would argue that Langford might be pound for pound the best hitting prospect in baseball right now. I truly believe that. We're going to see what he does in AAA. He handled the Texas League without an issue. And I know it's very easy to dismiss it as an advanced college hitter. Even advanced college hitters typically don't jump out the gates in AA and just mash at the level that Langford has. So I'm excited about him going into next year. And, you know, it wouldn't shock me if he breaks camp with Texas. I honestly truly believe deep down that is a possibility that he could, you know, be on their opening day roster and in the lineup. That's that good. He's pretty advanced. Full off season. See what he works up to. It's just a matter of staying healthy and how they handle it. They're a competitive team. There's no reason not to be aggressive. So I think it kind of sets up that we could see Langford very early next year. And I'm super excited about following this guy's career. I think he's going to be a star.
Well, you mentioned the fantasy angle of it. And since I am in our BADL Fantasy League and in last place for the second year in a row, since I am terrible and have essentially been in tank mode since day one, I will have number one overall pick again, I believe.
And yeah, you will.
I guess that could be spot for Wyatt Langford to land, since we are not allowed to pick up draft guys in the middle of the year. So maybe I wind up with Wyatt Langford. I had our five-player draft this year. I know I led off with Jackson Holliday and Ethan Salas. So,
pretty good.
I don't remember who the other three were, but one was Felton Celestin. We did not have the year you wanted to have.
We'll see. He's still young.
But I'm pretty happy with those first two. And if I can add Wyatt Langford to the mix, the tank job will only get more slightly less tanky.
You're like the Orioles of the Baseball America Dynasty League One. We had three. It's shaved down to two. Only one and three are still active. And I wanted to. You reminded me. I think it's good. Should give a little shout out. I was eliminated in the first round of the playoffs by Darren. Shout out to him. We also had Doug pulled an upset, who is the sixth seed, and Matt Eddy had a bye, and then Chris Willis from Battery Power, if I'm not mistaken. He's actually first, and I think the defending champion in the first battle league. So shouts out to him. And then in the third league, I got edged out. I didn't make the playoffs. I finished in seventh in that league. But the first round continued, and we got a couple of teams here. Defending champions were knocked out. And we'll see what happens there. We got the Savannah Bananas, the Kane County Cougars, the Fort Wayworth Cats, and the Clinton Lumber Kings are the four finals, because in the BA Dynasty Leagues, we tend to name our teams after minor league teams. So
what is my team name? Oh, I think I am. This is how deep into the tank I am. I don't know.
The Red Sox and the Auburn Double Days. I'm the Red Sox in Battle One. And you are Duck Bear Pig. You are not
Duck Bear Pig. That makes sense.
You, of course, don't follow the rules because you are Josh.
That's what, because my fantasy teams all run through Fan Tracks are Duck Bear Pig. But you know, to keep the
which
fantasy
is not at all confusing.
To keep the fantasy tangent for a second, you know, I early in the season I was crowing about some good moves I made. I traded Michael Harris straight up. This is a different league. For Sandy Alcantara, Shane McClanahan, and Riley Green. Okay.
you're the curse.
Hold on. And that guy is in the championship yet again. Because basically what he did was, he's a big Braves fan. He just has essentially the Braves roster. And he's in the championship yet again. I traded Gunnar Henderson to get Mike Trout. Bum, 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 bum. So the one year I really tried to win, go for it all, don't just hoard the young prospects. Yep, I did make the playoffs. Usually I'm in like 16th place, but I got bounced in the first round because everybody kept getting injured at the wrong time.
But you know what? I feel like that's a big improvement for you, Josh.
It is a big improvement, but now I have to restructure because you only get 8 keepers, and we have at least one. We've got some TJs on there, so I have to figure out how to do it. Anyway, fantasy talk over. Hot sheet talk continues. Wow. Moving down the list, I'll let you soliloquy a little bit more about your man, or Elvis Martinez. He's not and Elvis. He's or Elvis. He's the alternative to an Elvis Martinez.
Yeah, I think the strikeout rate certainly climbed in AAA, as we expected it to, but still stayed at a tolerable rate. You know, it was under 30%. I think it was about 27%. His overall line in AAA was actually better than his overall line in AA because he had that rough 2-week sort of 15-game stretch. It was technically 3 weeks in April where he just didn't hit, and he had that atrociously low batting average on balls in play. It was like 100 or like 0.090 or something. But since that point, so from May 1st on, this is 104-game sample. He's hit 270, 369, 549 as a 21-year-old across the two highest levels of the minors with a 23.4% strikeout rate and a 13.3% walk rate, and as I said, 25 home runs. This is his second consecutive season with 25-plus. I got to double-check on that. Did he actually exceed 25-plus in 2021? Yes, actually he did. So he's had three full seasons. He's had 25 plus home runs in each of those, including a down year where he hit 30 home runs and batted 203. We've seen the plate approach really turn a corner here. He's walking a lot more. There's pitches he's just not chasing. He's not sort of getting fooled by like early count curveballs and stuff that he pounds in the ground or he pops up too high. Just the pitches and the swing decisions were so different in AA this year, and that carried through to AAA. And, I just think when you look at the overall AAA line, 49 games, 11 homers, 273, 347, 540, that's a 114 WRC plus. Really solid numbers for a 21-year-old. He's going to be 22, his birthday's in November, so 22 for all of next season on the 40-man roster. I think there's some potential next year for Or Elvis to potentially contribute, maybe even on an everyday basis for the Blue Jays. So I think he's still maybe not talked about enough. I know he's been securely in our top 100 all season. For most of the season, since we've done updates, I think he's been on there. He's like in the 60s now. I think that he's really had a huge bounce back season this year. And at 21 years old and with all the power this guy possesses and advanced hitting ability, he's a profile to believe in.
Yeah, he's a really interesting player who's got, one of the skills that everybody looks for. Big, big power. It's a really exciting player. I mean, if he can command the strike zone just a little bit better, you might have something there. We will move on just one spot down the list to Owen Casey with the Cubs. And as I wrote in the capsule about him today, a lot of it was about the ball, man. Like that first half of the Southern League season, that was brutal for hitters, man. I can't imagine a weirder experiment to be doing, and that really screws with hitters and pitchers. I mean, there are pitchers that looked a lot better with that baseball than they actually were, and you got to have some analysts and some scouts go in there and separate the signal from the noise in that first half. And it wasn't like Casey wasn't producing in the first part. I think he had an 896 OPS, before they changed the baseball. But he was striking out, I want to say, 34-35% of the time. And it's not like he's gone down to 10%. I did this split. It was, I think it's like 29% after the baseball change. But his OPS jumped to like 996 or something. And he's really showed a more true version of himself. Truer is the word I was looking for. Version of himself when they're playing with actual, you know, mud rub baseballs and not, you know, screwy pre-tacked baseballs from DuPont or wherever they got them from. So I think DuPont is actually the answer.
No, it wasn't. It was Dow.
That's right. One of those two. Dow is the right one. But the point is, you know, there's a lot of hitters. You detailed Jackson Chourio's rebirth after the baseballs changed to normal baseballs. There was a lot of problems in that league. And now Casey, over the last however many games it's been since July 14th, has really shown up and proven himself and jumped onto the top 100, quite frankly, and jumped to number 4 in this week's hot sheet. We will take a short break right now, but we will be back very quickly.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. That's why I use Indeed for our hiring at Baseball America. It allows me to do everything on one website. I get quality candidates. I can schedule them. I can interview them. I can screen them. I can send messages to them, all within Indeed. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Baseball America. Just go to Indeed.com/Baseball America right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Baseball America. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we are back. So let's move down the list a little bit. I know one of your guys this season, and the guy you covered in your system is Zach DiCenzo. You know, it's the end of the season. He's had a really good year, might be your breakout prospect of the year. I think you'd have to share that award with guys like Junior Caminero or Roman Anthony. Or,
different levels.
Different. They're all pretty good breakouts. What allowed DiCenzo to break out the way he has?
I think it's just the insane raw power. Even though it doesn't necessarily show up in the home run totals, this guy hits the ball hard. Every time he makes contact, the high-end contact in particular is easily plus-plus. I mean, this is a guy that's one of like 12 players with 300 plus plate appearances that had a 90th percentile exit velocity of 107 miles per hour or higher. There is some swing and miss in the game, but he's kind of cleaned that up a little bit since Ohio State. It's still prevalent, but it doesn't tank him too much. He keeps the strikeout rates at a reasonable rate. Still think he's probably about a 30% K rate guy in the majors. The approach is solid. He gets his walks. He's a better athlete, I think, than people realize. Pretty poor defender at third, but I do think the power profile with the plate skills will carry it. He's a unique profile, and I think a pretty good job by the Astros scouting and analytics department of identifying this guy, getting him into the fold, and they've done a great job of improving players' plate skills in that organization. So I have a high level of comfort with the Zenzo going forward as somebody that I think the Astros could develop into a pretty good everyday player.
And then we'll move one spot down the list to another guy who is among the better breakouts this year, Roman Anthony. You know, I talked about him a little bit in low A when I saw him and his Salem Red Sox the first week of the season. And you know, I was really excited to see Miguel Blaze and Luis Corrales and guys like that. And kind of Anthony was on the back burner of guys I was interested in. But by the time the series was over, he was on the front burner and at a full boil. Like, it wasn't, you know, I don't think the numbers that series were particularly loud, and they weren't particularly loud in low A, at least from a baseball card number standpoint. But you could see the approach. You could see how hard he hit the ball, too much on the ground. You could see a lot of really good things waiting to happen. And something clicked toward the end of his low A tenure, and he really has not looked back. I think he's slashed, you know, 3-4-5 since moving to high A, and now he's at double A as a still 19, and really hasn't skipped a beat. It's just a really, really interesting player who, you know, vaulted into, I don't know where he is in our top 100 right now, but he's smack in the middle of it. We're near the top and could get even better next year if he continues breaking out when he'll spend the entire season at the upper levels. Just really interesting prospect who kind of was a little bit under the radar entering the year. Jeff, I think you've seen Roman this year, right?
I have not. I did not get an opportunity to see him in person. I should probably get an opportunity to see him next year quite a bit.
With and Portland.
Maybe the year after. But yeah, that Portland team is going to be must watch. I would imagine starting 2024, they might have Teal, Marcelo Meyer, you know, as well as Anthony and some others. So all those pitchers, it's going to be an exciting team. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him. Couldn't get up to Portland last week. It's just too much of a drive. It's 2 hours plus, 4 hours round trip. And, you know, I kind of felt like I could have a chance where I drove all that way and maybe those guys aren't in the lineup one night.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like when you were to say 2 hours, I think, if I were driving from Portland, Oregon to Eugene, Oregon, I love that drive, but I don't want to do it twice in one day. Like that would drive me insane. So I think you know, an hour and a half is mostly my limit for one day drives round trip. So I can understand that. And I guess the key of the Red Sox next year is don't let me see your players, because Anthony is about the only one I didn't curse this year. When I saw them, it was just disaster outing after disaster series for me when I saw their guys, for players who have gone on to have pretty decent seasons. Like I saw Perales okay and bad. I saw Wickelman Gonzalez pretty bad. Blaze was not great in the series I saw him, and then he got hurt. And it's been a very unfortunate year of looking at Red Sox prospects for me. We will close out the hot sheet, Jeff, by talking about, we talked about Wyatt Langford at the top. Let's talk about his natural running mate here, Dylan Cruz. It has not been quite the heliumic rise for Cruz as it has been for Langford. It's been, you know, he started in low A and then skipped over the Polo Grounds-esque dimensions that are in Wilmington, high A Wilmington, and moved to double A Harrisburg, where he's He got on hot sheet this week, but it's been kind of a little rougher sledding in double A for Cruz than it was for Langford. Granted, Langford did get to play in the Texas League, where the hitting atmosphere is more favorable, and I believe some of that time he spent in Amarillo, which is the most favorable of the Texas League hitting atmospheres. Frisco isn't exactly a pushover either, but you know, if you get to play in Amarillo, you're probably going to produce some offense. Not the same case for the Eastern League. What did you think about Dylan Cruz's professional debut this year?
Yeah, I still think if you look at the overall numbers, they're fine. Weren't the easiest environments that he played in, frankly. And, you know, the approach numbers are there. He's going to get on base. I'm not too worried about him hitting. He's going to hit for power. May not be as much power as Langford hits for, but he might get there too. You know, he's got a full offseason to sort of work and tweak the swing a little bit if he needs to. You know, if he wants to get a little bit more pull side power, I think it's potentially there. But this is a great hitting prospect. It's going to be one of the top prospects in the minors. I just think he's had the unfortunate experience of having somebody else that was drafted after him, that was compared to him, really produce at a level that we haven't seen in recent years.
And, you know, it's true with Cruz, and it's true only to a slightly lesser degree. It's true to a degree with both of them. They both played extremely long seasons, you know. They played, I believe, as long as you can play in the college season, you know, from February to the College World Series, if I remember correctly, and then, bam, into pro ball. So you have to take some of that into account when you are looking at their season. These guys might be tired. They're humans. And you know, it gets to you. So maybe Cruz was feeling a little bit of the wear and tear of a very, very long season. And, you know, that coupled with the jump into pro ball might have made it a little tougher sledding for him. And we'll see Cruz in full next year. Does that sound about right, Jeff?
Yeah, for sure. You know, definitely think he's somebody to not write off so quickly.
No, I don't think we're going to write off Dylan Cruz here at the Baseball America Hot Sheet Podcast. The Bear and the Parrot are going to stay aboard the Dylan Cruz cruise until it reaches port. I haven't been on a cruise and I don't know nautical terms, so that might not have made a whole hell of a lot of sense. Jeff, I know we're not going into any games this week. I'm not either. So I don't know what you're showing me here, Jeff, but I know you're not going to any games, and I'm not going to any games until the Fall League / Instruct. So what are you working on this week?
I got a couple more articles coming out on data-driven stuff, et cetera. You know, getting to work on my top 10s as we're starting to get into handbook season and all that happy stuff. So, yeah, that's my week, man.
Yeah, same here, more or less, minus the – it replaced data-driven stuff with editing for the issue. I'm digging around on DSL prospects, and I've got the Giants and the Phillies top 10s coming up. Materials are due on October 11th, so less than a month away, and we're fully into the beginning of ranking mode. We just got the 2024 handbook template in our email boxes from the esteemed Matt Cat Eddie yesterday, so. It's all systems go here for book season at BA. Anything else to add, Jeff? All right. For Jeff in Massachusetts, I'm Josh in North Carolina saying thank you, and we'll see you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.